New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA, because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
Hello from the studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and it's nice to feel things again watching basketball. I'm screaming at the TV, good things and bad things. I'm standing again during the game. No pacing tonight, but I know that's coming. Just at a base level, to be engaged at, and I think that's going to be the case all season. It's just not great for my physical health and my life expectancy. But as far as being a basketball fan, that's where I want to be when I'm watching the Mountaineers. It's weird, but you understand what I'm saying. And West Virginia grinded out a win tonight against a frisky UMass team. And it was tight early. That 17-point lead at halftime didn't feel like a 17-point lead. They finished the first half on an 8-0 run, and it went from 9 to 17. And then the second half was a grind. West Virginia went ice cold, some rough turnovers. Frank Martin threw a zone at him. Frank Martin threw a press at him. West Virginia didn't handle either of those defenses very well. And yet the closest it got late was 7. And a meaningless 3 gives us the final score of 75-69. But West Virginia wins, and I hope you're sitting down, because West Virginia won their first game, and then West Virginia won tonight. So that's, by my math, that's 2 wins in a row. And that's the first time WVU basketball has accomplished that in 20 months. So just soak that in. Don't take for granted 2 wins in a row. We're here. It's a new era. We win back-to-back games, we being WVU. And you watch this game, obviously a tale of two halves, but there's so many guys to be excited about, again, with a win. Tucker DeVries finishes with 17, and you're watching it, and I looked at the box score and saw 17. I was like, how did he get to 17? Not that he was invisible this game. He just looked guarded, is what I would say. Almost looked slow at times as far as getting to his spots. His flow within the offense. Didn't look slow defensively. Thought he was very active, taking some calculated risks, trying to get some steals. Offensively, he was covered. He only took 7 shots in the game. He had 5 turnovers, but he made 3 threes, including a big one. West Virginia, under Darren DeVries, had the first Coliseum stretch of going a long time without a field goal. This was about 6 minutes. But Tucker made a 3 to push the lead up to 11. He also went 8-for-9 from the free throw line. And in that first half, he was getting to the rim, also getting fouled on 3-point shots. He had 8 rebounds. So overall, like, he led the team. I don't know how he got to 17. And there's stuff he'll look at the tape and say, yeah, that wasn't my best game. Javon Small, not his best game either. Got his points tonight from the line as well. His last two free throws with seconds left. Those were the only points he scored in the second half. Rough spots, but got to double-digit scoring, and a lot of that came from being aggressive, driving the ball, and making free throws. Amani Hansberry was great tonight. With Javon struggling, Tucker struggling, needing to get some spark, Amani was the guy. Like, he was aggressive tonight. Four offensive rebounds, including a putback dunk. Was a little ambitious with a couple of his drives. One time he drove it and was on the other side of the rim and got blocked by the backboard, essentially. But they needed his aggressiveness, especially in the second half. He made his quota as far as shooting threes. He shot four threes, made one of them. You see, like, UMass had size down low, and you see how Hansberry's going to have to battle as an undersized five. But he hung in there, and he had the energy for that fight. He finished with 16. Diggins for UMass, he had eight threes in their first game. I knew he wasn't getting eight threes tonight because Sincere Harris was guarding him. And Diggins finished with 19. Two of the threes came in the last, 40 seconds of the game when West Virginia essentially had it put away. One of his threes he banked in. But Sincere Harris did his job. I mean, some of the second half and first half, Diggins was just standing watching because Harris had him guarded. So Harris was solid tonight in his defensive stopper role. Ed Andre 3000, shout out to that guy. Three blocks, including two in the last 5 minutes of the game. Made some good passes, that nice pass on a set play to Javon Small that ended up getting blocked. Tried to go coast to coast one time, which is wild to see Ed Andre in space. He tried to do that Euro step thing. It didn't go in. So that was definitely chaotic, but in a fun way. Like, I just big on Ed Andre. He's capable of providing the Mountaineers with good minutes, and I think he helped tonight in contributing to a win. And once again, the freshman, not a fluke. That first game where they both scored in double digits, and Jonathan Powell comes back against UMass, scores 10 points in the first half, just ready to shoot. His first one, he threw it off the broadside of a barn and on his first shot. It doesn't faze him. He's just ready to shoot. And so he had all 10 in the first half. KJ Tenner is mixing it up, getting into the lane. I think he had a couple of floaters tonight. Tough drives on basket. Game defensively, he got picked on a little bit in the second half. But these guys are in the rotation even when Jaden Stone comes back. Like, these guys are in the mix. And I feel good about it, especially at home. They go on the road, freshmen, it's going to be a challenge. But in the Coliseum, they can make strong contributions, and they did that again tonight. And look, the line was, it opened up at 9.5, got to 10. I think it finished at 8.5. And that seemed like a lot because, got to remind ourselves, new coach, whole new roster against a team that's going to be physical, has good players, and that ended up being the case. And there were some rough spots tonight, and I mentioned them at the top. Turnovers, Javon and Tucker combined for 9 turnovers. Javon against that press, they kind of broke the press, but Javon drove it in the middle of the court to 3 UMass guys, and that ended up being a turnover going the other way. Both of them threw long passes that were just begging to be picked off and turned over. Some timing things on Tucker's passes where he was thrown it one way when a guy was leaning the other way. And one of my notes in the second half, these are the two leaders. And I think I made the note during that 6-minute stretch without a field goal. It's like, where are Javon and Tucker? And there's no cause and effect here, but right after I wrote that note, Tucker made that 3 that I mentioned for West Virginia to go up 11 and break that field goal drought.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
So it's tough to see UMass chipping away and the ball's ending up with the freshman. Amani's trying to make something happen. So that was rough. But the flip side is that West Virginia won despite both of those guys struggling in the second half. And they struggled against that zone. It looked to be a 1-3-1. But the biggest rough spot was the press break. I mean, it just no problem getting the ball in bounds. They made that part look easy, and then everything else looked like hair on fire. Just, there didn't seem to be a plan. Some bad turnovers, some helter-skelter plays that were bailed out by UMass fouls. I think we've got veteran guys who can make smart plays and play controlled. It did not look like that tonight. Something that now they have on film for themselves, and then other teams might take advantage of that as we go through the rest of the schedule. But the positives, as far as a team, you know, I'm standing up in my living room. The effort on both sides of the floor is great, especially on defense. Like, West Virginia won this game tonight on the defensive end. This team plays hard. You got guys diving on the floor. The defense is aggressive. They're fighting over screens. You know, West Virginia is switching stuff, and you've got a guard on a 6'10", 6'11 guy, and they're working. They're fronting. You just see the effort going into what's going on the floor. And Coach DeVries, he's animated on the sidelines. He's pumped up. I love the energy of this team. Like, it's dumb. It's kind of a basic thing to say that the team plays hard. And I'm not saying that previous teams didn't. I just like that early on. I like the effort on both sides. West Virginia got 12 offensive rebounds tonight. Awesome. They out-rebounded UMass by 2. They had 12 steals. Awesome. They outscored, like, UMass 8 in their first game off of points off turnovers. They had 33 in their opener. West Virginia held them to 14 tonight. They got 22 of their own in points off of turnovers. And when West Virginia had some of these bad turnovers, they actually did pretty good in their transition defense. Stuff where it's like, oh no, UMass has numbers, and they wouldn't score. Like, two or three Mountaineers flying to go for a block or interrupt the play speaks to the effort. And yeah, you got to clean up the turnovers. But their effort on trying to get back on those mistakes was awesome. And this team, after a rough first game from the free throw line with limited shots, they had plenty of attempts from the free throw line tonight, and they went 25 for 29 in a game where you needed all of those 25 free throws. And overall, you gutted out a win when you shot 25% from the field in the second half. I thought going in, this would be a good litmus test. Where are we at? And it was, and this was a mixed bag of good and bad, but ultimately, you leave this game against a pretty good team with a victory, and that's what counts, and you're 2-0. That means you've won 2 in a row. That's fairly new territory. And hopefully, in the DeVries era, we get to a point where I'm not excited about West Virginia putting 2 wins together. And I think are you sitting down for this? I think they're going to do this again this year. And they may even get the 3 wins in a row this season. But you got to start with 2 in a row. And they accomplished that tonight.
Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read the articles about WVU sports. Listen to West by Pod, another podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella about football. Joel and Jordan do a great job there. Join the Smoking Musket Discord. Follow Smoking Musket on social media. Do all that stuff and join me underneath the Smoking Musket umbrella.
West Virginia gets a full week off before heading up north, about an hour, little town called Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Friday, 8 p.m., West Virginia will play the Pittsburgh Panthers. Unless something crazy happens this coming Monday versus Gardner-Webb, Pitt will come into this game 3-0. They had three starters who were on the team last year. Two of the guys were starters last year, including one of the Graham twins. They still have gigantic twins. The rest of the starting lineup, they got a transfer wing from Houston, and they got a 6'10 transfer big from Florida State. At two games in, it's hard to get a ton from the statistics, but they both games they've had under 10 turnovers, so they're holding on to the ball. Lots of guys are scoring. It's not in one place. The scoring is spread out throughout the starters, but they have a shallow bench. They played a good Murray State team tonight, won by double digits. Only seven guys played 10-plus minutes. The other twin got a couple of minutes, I don't know when, during the game. So Toby Okoni, he dealt with foul trouble tonight, needs to stay out of foul trouble in the backyard brawl. West Virginia will be a betting underdog for the first time this season. Pitt's good. The computers like Pitt. They have a good mix of returning guys and good transfers. They're picked high in the ACC by the human coaches. But listen, I know it's new roster, new head coach, but West Virginia, you know, how great would it be to get back to beating Pittsburgh? Matter of fact, did last year even count? If you lose the backyard brawl, but one of the coaches is interim, does that count? I mean, I would lean that it's still counting, but I would hear the argument out that it didn't count. But before last season, whether it counted or didn't, West Virginia has went to the Peterson Event Center and won the last three times they've been up there. So can they make it four in a row? Tough sledding. They've got a chance. It's going to be difficult because you go on the road. Can you lean on freshmen in a road environment, in a rivalry game? They don't know it's a rivalry. None of these guys have been a part of it. But it's going to feel inside that building like a rivalry. Can the bench for West Virginia, can Powell, can Tenner step up away from home as freshmen? It's a tough ask, but it'll be fun. And I think this will be the first pacing game. I expect me personally to be pacing in my living room watching the game. And let's talk about where to catch this game. The easy way to explain it is the games on ESPN+. If you've watched the first two West Virginia games, the game against Pittsburgh, you'll just flip on ESPN+. Whatever. However you consume ESPN+, that's where you watch this game. But when you see it in the ESPN app, yeah, it says ESPN+, but it also says something else that's a little confusing. Remember? This happened, I remember, because West Virginia had a bunch of games on ESPN+, but when you look in the ESPN app, it didn't just say ESPN+. It said, I think it was like Big 12 Now, the Big 12 Now network, which was just ESPN+, with more words, right? The ACC, they have a network. Old Fancy Pants ACC, they have the ACC network, which is basically ESPN under the ESPN umbrella. And some cable packages have the ACC network. YouTube TV has the ACC network. I can attest to that. And if I flip on the ACC network next Friday, I'm not going to see the backyard brawl. They're going to have Florida State at 6 p.m. Totally get why you'd have that. West Virginia and Pittsburgh are playing at 8. So that could be on the ACC network. Instead, ACC Network is going to have North Carolina, a fierce rivalry between North Carolina and American University. And yeah, North Carolina, they're really good. It's North Carolina. The storied history of North Carolina versus American University, it's hard to pass up for Pitt WVU. But they did. That's their prerogative. So Pitt WVU gets sent to ESPN Plus, as I mentioned earlier. But when you look in the app, it's got extra words. Similar to the Big 12 now, but what the ACC version of what they put on ESPN Plus, it's ACC Network Extra. You know how you like the ACC Network? Well, sometimes you want extra of that, thus ACC Network Extra, which is where this game will be played, but it's not going to be played there because it's just going to be on ESPN Plus. So just like Big 12 now is not a thing because obviously it's just ESPN Plus, when you put a game on ESPN Plus, that's what it's on. It is, what I'm saying is, the game next Friday will not be on ACC Network Extra because that's not a thing. What is a thing is ESPN Plus, and that's how you check it out. All right? Just wanted to clear that up for you. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms. But just pick one. Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Overcast Podcasts, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt, WVU for the 2024-2025 season. They have 2 wins that they won consecutively, and they have 0 losses.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.